you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, in all the discussion of the financial news and also the life of Martin Luther today, we haven't had a chance to give you an update on Las Vegas. You know, the sheriff there said he made an interesting comment. He said that the gunman had hidden his tracks for decades. Decades. That's a big word for someone planning to do what went down on Sunday night. And it's also now thought that he likely had some help at some point. Now, I hope that they catch the other people that helped him, particularly if they were complicit and had knowledge of what he was up to and why he was doing it. I would think that that would be in our best interest to put everybody behind bars that had any degree of input on it. But it's just an interesting development. We're having such a hard time understanding who this guy was. But he was really a very introverted monster. He hid his tracks for years. There's no obvious point to something that he's got, you know, mad against anybody, but yet he meticulously planned this, and it's likely that he has had some help. They also are very positive that he had made an escape plan. He had planned to survive the attack and escape. He had an escape route evidently planned out, and of course that came to an end when the police were able to storm his door and he took his life. So that was that. Speaking of the victims of Las Vegas, I was kind of moved by this story that came across the wires today, because it's another one of those, you know, in each of these massive traumatic occurrences, we hear stories that make you proud. And when Thomas Gunderson had first heard the noise, he thought it was a speaker that had malfunctioned or maybe someone had shot off fireworks. But then he heard the screams, and the 28-year-old from Newport Beach, California, realized that on Sunday night he was standing in the middle of the killing field. Thomas Gunderson heard the gunshots, and he jumped into action, helping people to safety outside the Mandalay Bay Resort. And a split second later, bullets plunged through the air, and some of them hitting Thomas's leg and body. He went straight to the ground. His body numbed up. It was terrible. Now, yesterday, in a matter of a couple of minutes, he was surprised when the president and the first lady came through his hospital doorway. Now, remember, he was shot in the leg. And when they came through the door, he began to make actions as though he was going to get up. And the president said, "Hey, no, you stay in bed." And the first lady said, no, Thomas, don't get up. And he said, "But Mr. President, I can't not get up." He said, "Because whether it's my president, my flag, or my nation, I will stand in respect." To which the president declared, "This guy looks pretty tough to me." It's just heartwarming in a day when people are taking a knee for something far less important, that a guy who literally had his leg shot out from underneath him insisted upon getting up to show respect. We need more of that in today's world. Don't you agree? Not less, more. Hey, paging the NFL. Hello. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.